The Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the people of Judea, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands and put my fingers in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may... Stops in about second grade. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I have a story to tell you. A story for the Easter people, a story that will tie into today's gospel. But it starts about a terrible, terrible monster. A monster that's all too real. A monster that, as it is told in Africa, devours entire villages. I'd like you to listen to this story because the dangers of this monster should not be underestimated. But fear not, children of God, for as you hear this story, you will know not only the way to avoid this monster, but how to be a light for this world that helps others to avoid it too. The name is different depending on where you travel. It takes on many names because most believe that to say its name at all would invite it into your presence. So it was rarely ever spoken by anyone who remembered. Kuchashaka is the Swahili name for this monster. And the Kuchashaka can take on many forms, but the power of this monster is that it destroys its victims one at a time, but one doesn't disappear until it has grasped another. It travels from one victim to another, and once they are caught by the Kuchashaka, they will soon disappear from their community. It is said that a long time ago there were three villages that worked, lived, played, loved together. They were Imani, Matumani, and Upendo. They were content, safe, even thriving in their relationship with one another and the world around them. But whispers came, whispers of the Kuchashaka. Not even whispers, because no one dared its name, but they knew. The adults knew. All the villagers knew, but they said nothing. No one dared speak its name, which made it even harder to talk about. Stories came of faraway villages disappearing. It trickled in from wandering strangers. It was far away, though. They felt helpless. And of course, what could you do? You couldn't talk about it. They felt there was nothing they could do except to make sure that no one ever would speak its name. And then word came to the other two villages. The Kuchashaka had been spotted in Imani. In no time at all, no one heard from Imani again. Neighborhoods in Upendo and Matumani started to speak less and less to one another. Perhaps it would come, But if we stay inside our own homes, away from each other, do not speak its name, at least our family might be safe. And then the Kuchishaka came to Matamani. This village actively connected to Upendo was there, and then no one. The village leaders in Upendo told everyone to remain in their homes. Their only hope was to stay isolated. Lock your door. Stay in the upper rooms, told the leaders. The adults knew why. They dared not speak its name. They huddled their children inside their houses, but the children, they did not know why. And the parents know how well children do cooped up. No one would say, but see, the adults, they were living in a silent fear. They didn't know how to talk about it. Silent because you couldn't talk about this fear of this terrible beast that would come to your door if its name was spoken. The Kuchishaka ruled their life, and they had no idea how to deal with it. And then it was one little boy in Upendo, in his home, stumbled upon a story. And in the story was the word. The terrible word. The word that must not be spoken. And the curious little boy went to his mom, as children do. And he said, Mom.
Yes?
Well, tell me about the Kuchishaka. No! She said, astonished, don't say that word. But in that moment, the terrible creature was there. Already in their midst, the boy pressed on, unaware of the danger. Why do you look scared? I just want to know about the Kuchishaka. Stop, my sweet child. It's here. Hold still. I don't say a word. Perhaps it will leave us. But then an amazing thing happened. The woman could see what the boy already saw. The power of that monster was gone as soon as her son said its name. Yes, it did come when it was spoken, but it was disarmed. It was no longer dangerous. And soon Upendo heard the story too, and the name began to be spoken throughout the village. It was said, speak the name of Kuchishaka, and it no longer destroys. In fact, it can strengthen. It only has power to destroy when it is not heard, not seen, not named. And amazingly enough, when the name was spoken in the villages of Amani and Matumani, those villages returned safely too. And this is where the story comes to you. For this monster takes on many forms. Kuchishaka is the word in Swahili for doubt. Its negative powers come not when we talk about it, but when we don't talk about it. When we remind ourselves that the power of our promise in Jesus Christ is its ability to light our darkness, we are called to expose all of our fears to God, to our community. Imani, Matumani, and Upendo. These are the Swahili words for faith, hope, and love. Through Jesus Christ, they are not subject to doubt unless we turn doubt into a monster. Kuchishaka, doubt, can be a part of faith, a part of our hope, a part of our love. In fact, in its relationship spoken aloud, faith can be strengthened through doubt. It can be grown stronger. And even in moments when doubt seems to be gaining power, the power of the Alleluia promise always remains stronger, because the Alleluia promise that we have in Jesus Christ is not subject to doubt. See, I think the first century church was realizing this very thing in the telling of the story of Thomas. I think they knew that so many things that we see as negative, so many monsters that we're worried about in the church, are built up because we don't talk about them. See, we can lock ourselves up in the upper rooms of our churches, turn our buildings into fortresses, turn this place into a place that doesn't deal with conflict and struggle, keep us secure. Or we can remember that conflict and struggle is a part of the world that Jesus came into, a part of the world that he calls each of us into. There will always be fears that we struggle to name. But they only are monsters when they are unnamed. When we trust in the power of Jesus, the power of the monster is lost. Now think for a moment about all the other monsters that we struggle to talk about, that gain power when we don't talk about them. Racism. No, that's not something we talk about here. Sexism. Or sexuality. Oh, not in the church. Abuse. Hunger. Anger. Addiction. There are so many of these words that we'd rather not talk about as real problems sometimes. And when we don't, these monsters become more and more real. Their strength is when we do talk about them. Their strength goes away. So parents, neighbors, talk to your children, talk to your family, talk to your friends about their fears. Talk to your neighbors that we can overcome our fears, our doubts, that we can trust in the promise that is shared in Jesus Christ. The promise that the Kuchishaka is only dangerous when it is not named. Amen.